to design a model of urbanization which can function, which can be efficient, which can be productive with a decarbonized economy. And that will take a lot of research, a lot of redesign, and probably the recovery of the utopia of the cities, because as most of the population of the planet now is moving towards city life is going to be the standard way of humans to habitate the planet Earth. And then if it's going to be the standard model of living in planet Earth, we need to invest a lot on how to do it with quality of life, agreeable. And this is the main topic that is going on relation to the future thinking about cities, how cities would be in a decarbonized economy.
Now, you're mentioning decarbonized cities, cities with low carbon. Do we have any current examples?
Yes, there are many cities in the world. They are doing a lot of efforts to minimize the emission of greenhouse gases. But of course, the main contribution to the emission of CO2 and other greenhouse gases, it's the energy matrix. And of course, urbanization consumes a lot of energy. And in the manner that cities, in our current model of organization, doesn't define the energy matrix, at the end, cities are not really able to go to the root cause of changing the pattern. That being said, a lot of cities are doing many things, trying to avoid the emission of methane in the landfill dropouts of the solid waste, in terms of using better public transport, in terms of isolation of buildings in order to avoid consumption on heating or cooling. There are a lot of initiatives. Although this important initiative, they tend to be just a contributing element, but the main task is to change the matrix of energy production.
We've seen mayors really take a stand and form an alliance and a pact for renewable energy. How do you see the role of cities and the role of mayors? Is it going to be increasingly a stronger, more protagonistic role?
Well, yes, I think so, because mayors are very close to the population and they sense the feeling of the people and they have this immediate relationship. And as people is moving towards a more sustainable mental framework, I think that mayors are of course leading this process, and that we have seen in Europe and in some parts of America, etc., and it's also some parts of Asia. And then it means that there's a long contribution that they have done in the past, especially in terms of awakening and advocacy, and because, as I said, at the same time that cities are doing what they can to reduce emissions, the energetic matrix of the economy is still mainly based on carbon. And until that is not changed, we are not going to see the definitive issue addressed. And in that sense, I think that it's very important that we recognize that the mayors are very voluntaristically committed to this objective of preserving the planet atmosphere. If at the same time the member states don't take the required steps, the efforts of the mayor themselves is not going to change the emission of greenhouse gases. As you see in the predictions, even in the best, on the most optimistic scenario, we are assuming that the CO2 is going to grow until 2030 or something like that. I think that here what we are all expecting and hoping, and the mayors are advocating for that, is that their member states take the right decisions.